I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The dichotomy in the Twitch chat is one of my favorite things. And on the Subaru of New England text line. We play Shime, great tube song, Fee Wable. You play that, and I see immediately in the Twitch chat, great song. And then the next comment in the Twitch chat is, do not let it breathe. Asphyxiate it, is it basically the
all
comment.
Right. So strangle that thing.
It's always it's the way it goes, but Fee Wable. Tubes on a Wednesday morning.
Fee Wable? What does that even mean?
That's the Fee Wable, lead singer of the band, Curtis.
Oh, that's his name?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought that was the name of the song.
No. Talk to you later.
I thought that was the name of the band.
I've never heard of any of this.
No, the Tubes is the name. Will you people get with the program when it comes to great
what
music?
What program is Fee Wable? What's his full name?
And what a Fee Wable. Fall. Like, before the show, we were walking in here. I'm like, oh, I have Pink Pony Club stuck in my head this morning. And Greg starts singing a Sabrina Carpenter song and saying that's what's stuck
touch?
In his head.
Or taste?
No.
The hell is Pink Pony
Espresso
Club?
Espresso he had stuck in his
espresso.
Head.
Good one.
I was singing, I'm working hard.
Late.
I'm working.
Because I'm a singer.
I'm working late. Because I'm a singer.
That's a song?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Pink Pony?
Pink Pony.
No, it's a different one. We played Pink Pony Club on the... What are you doing at times? When the radio show is going on around you, are you here?
No, are you going to die?
There is some music that I definitely...
But
when
we
it
talked
comes,
about that one. Remember Chapel Roan?
We literally played it.
Yeah, I'm with Wiggy on that. I tune out a lot of the music talk.
I don't remember.
Do you?
Yeah.
Pink Pony.
I mean, it's not... It works.
Pink Pony Club.
I'm going to keep on dancing.
No, I don't know.
Pink Pony Club.
I remember when Courtney was hesitant to start listening to Chapel Roan.
I was, and you said just give it one car ride.
It's just a rush
and you're
of
gonna
dopamine.
Vibe out. Yep. You were right.
HOTTOGO, baby. Yeah.
All right.
Remember when you were hesitant to eat 16 buffalo chicken wings in one sitting?
Yeah.
It was just a few months ago.
Yeah. Sometimes, Greg, you just gotta let free. You gotta let loose.
You do. It's a cheat week for you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry.
It's a cheat month.
Don't worry about it. All right. We're gonna get to They Said It at 7, and we'll talk about what Jason Tatum will not say about a repeat because he doesn't want to be insensitive. So that is coming up at 7, just a half an hour away. Tomorrow, Bill O'Brien, head coach of Boston College football, on this show at 6:45. Big one for them this weekend. We'll talk to Bill O'Brien about that tomorrow. And is there a Red Sox front office report tomorrow? I know it was canceled last week.
I have not heard word one from our fearless leader, Kenneth.
All right. Well, perhaps we will talk with Sam Kennedy or Craig Breslow tomorrow. Red Sox remain 4 games behind when it comes to that final wild card spot.
Craig.
We will talk about that perhaps tomorrow. Right now, though, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Shime, appropriate choice this morning. Bruce Springsteen, My City in Ruins, from his album The Rising, which is an album almost written entirely about September 11th. Well done, Shime.
Thank you.
Well done. And good morning and hello and your lead this morning.
Good morning, Greg. You know how there's certain things in life where just a few idiots ruin it for everyone else? I think it's starting to happen with sports gambling, where there is a few dum-dums, a few morons who are going to ruin it for everyone else. There was the Auburn quarterback... Peyton Thorne said just the other day that he's now getting Venmo requests after games asking for money from people who have lost bets. Dude, like, what are you doing? This is what bugs me is I, as a an avid sports gambler, I have a lot of money this weekend invested already. It's only Wednesday, invested in the Chargers and the Chiefs this upcoming week.
Okay.
If Justin Herbert is to go out and blow the game, I'm not going to then send Venmo requests to Justin Herbert. I'm going to wallow in my own depression because I'm an idiot and I shouldn't have wagered that much money on the Chargers. Mm-hmm. It's my own fault, not his fault. And that's what bugs me, is it's like, I want to do this because I enjoy it. I have fun. Every once in a while, I make a couple extra shekels. Mm-hmm. These idiots, probably mostly younger people, are wagering money that they don't have on college sports and then Venmo requesting the quarterback for the money that they lost because they were an idiot. Yeah. It's just, it's infuriating for me. Mm. I just want to be able to do it. Don't risk it, people taking it away just because you're an idiot.
Sham, yes. I told you this would happen. I told you people would
people
do that.
Are dumb.
And your what wager are you wagers are you recommending?
Just simple money line parlay of Chargers Chiefs. Chargers to beat the Panthers, Chiefs to beat the Bengals. Line it up and kick it.
Yeah. Speaking of the Chiefs, does Travis Kelce have to practice anymore asking for my friend named Andy Reid? I mean, he's at the U.S. Open with her. Then yesterday he's at the club, the private club in New York that she belongs to, the dinner. Does he practice, or is Andy Reid afraid of him because he was old man shoved by him? Or
well, Patrick Mahomes was with him at the U.S. Open.
Yeah, but then did Patrick Mahomes, I'm assuming, went back to practice.
If he didn't, it's okay. It's Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. But does the guy have, are they so enamored with the relationship of the century that they don't, they just say, hey, whatever you want.
I don't think it's that. I think they're just keeping him in the garage for the playoffs anyways. It's like, you're not going to do anything on Sunday, so just hang out.
No, I know, but he still should be at practice, Shime. I think that there's a lot of private jets back and forth. Like, he can still go to practice and make it to zero bond in New York.
That doesn't sound very environmentally friendly.
No, it's not.
So yesterday's their day off, so.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so Tuesday's
their day
off. But
I'm saying, if you see him pop up in New York eating dinner.
Monday they were at the Open.
Yes.
Okay. So that was not a day off.
They probably had a victory Monday, a victory win, which means
they got Monday and Tuesday.
You get Monday and Tuesday.
So he can fly all over the country, and then he'll practice.
See you Wednesday.
He's gonna practice on Friday.
Yep.
Okay.
See you Wednesday.
All right, Shime. Great lead.
Curtis.
Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So we've been talking with Shime's lead about accountability of gamblers. Well, I would like to talk about accountability or lack thereof of parents. So this, Mitch has it, if you're on Twitch or YouTube, it is the cover of this month's Boston Magazine. Are smartphones failing?
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boston's kids. If I could just use this to show what's wrong with everything. Smartphones are an invention. Inventions don't fail people. You just use them improperly. Like, God, is that stupid. And everybody blaming something else that their son or daughter has for the reason they're falling behind in school. Now, we don't need to relitigate the feelings we have about whether we should have smartphones in class. I think we've all come to the wiggy side of just having TSA-like security at all our schools. That's sad but true. If you are blaming something your child uses that you gave them for their failure, you're the failure. And I've seen it. It's not easy. I'm lucky. I don't have anybody that's of age who's using a phone and should be doing their homework. But it's difficult to parent, but it's always been difficult to parent. We always blame things other than putting in the time to invest in the people that need us most. Don't blame the teacher. Don't blame the school.
Right.
Don't blame the inventions.
Right. Yeah. Don't blame the music. Don't blame the TV for me, show, when I, right, the video game.
Wiggs, when we were younger, it was the video game's fault that we were all violent. Yeah. Nope. You gave the kid the video game, so figure it out. And I just find this to be a magazine all about the education and best schools, the cover being how the invention of Steve Jobs is what's ruining us all is absurd on every level.
Oh, great point, Curtis. It'll be interesting to see what happens as James gets older and what you're going to do when it comes to his use of the phone.
Well, it already starts. He watches Trash Truck, it's okay. I mean, he gets upset. He throws a tantrum, sort of like I do occasionally, and then you move on. Like, it's not, nobody ever said it's easy.
Yeah.
But if it was easy, every kid would be perfect.
Yeah. He is getting sick of watching right-wing conspiracy videos, though.
he woke up this morning. He said, they ganged up on him 3-1.
Did he wake up this morning concerned about the house pets of America, which are being eaten?
And he did. And he still has a chat. Who was the guy? Who was the kicker that was a smart boy or proud boy?
Harrison Buckner?
No, is that Rohrwasser?
Yeah, he's still pissed they dropped Rohrwasser.
All right, great lead, Curtis.
Thanks, appreciate it.
We got a lot to get to this morning, including the rest of our leads coming up next. That means a lead from Courtney, a lead from Wiggy, and a lead from yours truly next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.